People Magazine tried it, so did Esquire. This Wednesday night, Spy Magazine shifts to the TV screen with a special called Spy Magazine Presents How to Be Famous. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
According to this Spy Magazine comedy special, being famous is tricky. But so is taking an irreverent and intelligent magazine and transferring it to television. Spy the Magazine is famous for poking fun at people on the inside while remaining defiantly on the outside. It attacks Donald Trump by calling him, on almost every reference, a short-fingered vulgarian. It identifies a prominent New York Times columnist as Abe, I'm writing as bad as I can, Rosenthal. Spy is fascinating to read because it tells so much about what goes on in Hollywood, at the New York Times, at the broadcast networks, and on the general celebrity circuit. And usually, when the magazine makes fun of someone, it's well-deserved. But how does Spy, which regularly ridicules the business of television, turn itself into a TV special without joining the club? How does it put human voices to its printed insults without sounding even more mean-spirited and alienating people? And how does it appeal to middle America without losing its big city edge? The answer to all of the above is, it doesn't. Some segments are interesting, like the one which uses a hidden camera to see how a roomful of tourists react to the unexpected appearance of an actual celebrity. Victoria Jackson of Saturday Night Live describes this scientific experiment.
Look, there's Ricardo Montalban entering and going to his box. See how the normal people instantly recognize him as a celebrity. Spontaneously, they form a tight semicircle. Note, however, that they refrain from making physical contact while Mr. Montalban regales them with a light anecdote about the making of Fantasy Island. In order to test the celebrity's command of the environment, we now introduce a control element. Three coffee and donuts on the opposite side of the room. Yum!
The result?
Final analysis, famous people definitely hold an unusual fascination for normal people. But then, so do glazed donuts.
I also like the segment in which Joan Namath gives a play-by-play analysis of the way Eddie Murphy's entourage guides Eddie through a crowd.
This is my favorite part. Now watch this very carefully, Jerry. You see, now here's a slightly less popular comedian, Chevy Chase, right here. See how Chevy reaches out to touch Eddie?
Yeah.
He wants Eddie to stop and talk. Now, Eddie doesn't want to seem like a jerk, so he has one of his own handlers move him along and slide in to cut Chevy off before he becomes a real nuisance.
That's something.
Can we look at that one more time?
But that's a lot like a possible segment from not necessarily the news, just like the Montalban experiment owes a lot to Candid Camera. The overall tone of How to Be Famous, in fact, is a lot like that of Late Night with David Letterman. Finally, this spy special also recycles a lot of its own printed material. From features on celebrities' tans and eyeglasses to some of its more famous separated-at-birth photo comparisons. Some things survive the transition to television, most don't. Even though the show tries to look hip and act hip, it doesn't come off that way. Based on this first special, I'll stick to the magazine.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Post.